Is it possible to lose eternal reward? That's what we're going to explore on today's episode of Grace in Focus. I am Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to discuss eternal rewards. If this is a new concept for you, then stay tuned because you are going to learn so much, and I think you're going to be really excited with what you take in today. Let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Welcome back to Grace in Focus. My name's Sean.
Hi, Sean. This is Bob.
Well, we're both working on books, and we kind of alternate between doing series based on Bible books, based on books that we've done, and doing Q&A. So for the time being, we're doing Q&A. We're whittling down this enormous stack of questions that you've sent us. A couple of our books should be finished soon. I'm working on a book on hell, and I'm working on a book on the cross and the benefits of the cross. And you are working on your biography. It's kind of a spiritual autobiography. And you're also working on a book that I think we might give away because it'll be a shorter book, 100 verses that defend faith alone.
Right.
Not just like 39 verses.
Right. No, it'd be 100. I'm in the 30s now, so
yeah,
I've got another 70 to go.
Very good. So once we get those done, then we'll go back to those series. But for now, here is a question from John, and it's about eternal rewards. Now, first of all, just tell us what eternal rewards are.
Well, eternal rewards are distinct from eternal salvation. So the free gift of everlasting life occurs the moment we believe in Jesus, then we have everlasting life. But eternal rewards are something which will be given out at what's called eschatological judgment, which means last day's judgment. And there's a separate judgment for Christians and non-Christians. Believers will be judged at something called the Bema, or the Greek word judgment seat, the judgment seat of Christ. Then we will receive eternal rewards. And there's two types of rewards, briefly. One, what I would call instant winners. Jesus said in Matthew 6:19-21, don't lay up treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy, thieves break in or steal, but lay up treasure in heaven where moth and rust can't destroy, thieves can't break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Mm-hmm. So he wants us to set our heart on heavenly treasure. That doesn't require perseverance. As soon as you do a good work for the right motive, ka-ching, you've laid up treasure in heaven.
Right.
However, Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:12, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. And Jesus said the same basic thing in Revelation 2:26. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give authority over the nations.
So basically, Jesus is coming back. He's going to have a literal kingdom.
Right.
That kingdom is going to be mostly populated by people who have survived the tribulation, entered the millennium in natural bodies, and now are having children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And then we, as the body of Christ, we're going to rule over this ever-expanding kingdom.
Right.
In a literal sense.
People are going to be having lots and lots of children.
Right.
And they're going to be able to because they're going to have better health than we have now. And it seems to me the population will be enormous and we'll be ruling over those
right.
people.
They're going to need a government, and that's going to be
Jesus
overcoming
and those
Christians.
Under him,
yeah.
Which will include the overcoming Christian. Now, these are two types of rewards. One are the instant winners, the treasure we lay up. Secondly, it's rulership. And then there are certain things that go along with it, like special garments, special food,
right.
special stone with your name written
and,
on it.
And if you think this is all weird, it's all in the Bible.
Right.
It doesn't get preached on very much, but it's in there.
Right.
You've talked about a near book, Road to Reward. I know Lucas Kitchen has a book called Eternal Reward. You can get both of those at faithalone.org. Well, it's all about this kind of teaching that John asks this question. He says, I would like a scripture reference to prove that if you die denying Christ, you lose the opportunity to eat from the tree of life and wear overcomer clothes. So that's his first question. So let's answer that first question. Where does it say if you deny Christ, you lose that reward of eating from the tree of life?
Okay, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. There are seven letters to seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3. All seven letters focus on the works of the churches. In fact, all seven letters have the expression, I know your works. Mm. And so he is focusing on works. None of the seven letters calls people to faith in Christ because these are churches. These are born-again people.
Right.
And all of them are calling for them to overcome and to rule with Christ. To overcome means to be victorious in our Christian life. It's the Greek word nikao. The noun is Nike. Nike was the Greek goddess of victory. That's why they named the clothing line Nike. And to be an overcoming Christian, you must endure in your faith. You can't die as a person who's denying Christ.
Right. By the way, so just a clarification. Yeah. Once you believe in Jesus for eternal life, you're eternally secure.
Right.
So your eternal salvation's not at stake here.
No, this is the issue of whether you're an overcoming Christian, whether you get to rule.
And then you get, that is a reward. So
right.
That's the issue of rewards. You can lose rewards, but you can't lose eternal life. Two different issues.
Good point.
So here's Jesus, and he's addressing the church of Ephesus. So this is the Ephesians, right? That we know from Paul's epistle.
Right.
This is what Jesus says. So if you think this is weird, this whole eating, getting rewards and eating from special trees as a reward, these are Jesus' own words. Go to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Now, what's interesting here is the tree of life was in the midst of the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
And the Greek word for garden in Garden of Eden in the Greek Old Testament
mm-hmm.
is paradesmos,
right.
Paradise. There's a play on words here. Because the tree of life comes back during the new earth and the millennium, evidently, but at least the new earth, because in Revelation 22, we're told that there's water flowing from the throne of God, and it's living water, and on both sides are the tree of life.
Right.
And so the paradise of God used to be the Garden of Eden. In the kingdom, it's going to be where Jesus is in the New Jerusalem.
And by the way, Adam and Eve, they were allowed to eat from the tree of life.
And they probably did.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why they were kicked out of the garden, if they had continued to eat of it, they would not have physically died. Now, that wasn't the purpose of the tree of life, to give a person ongoing physical life, because
right.
if they hadn't sinned by eating the forbidden fruit.
The forbidden fruit.
In fact, a lot of people say the Bible is a message about trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got the tree of knowledge of good and evil that leads to the fall. You've got the tree on which Jesus is crucified,
right.
which leads to us having everlasting life. But there's a third tree, which is the tree of life, which is the one that leads to fullness of life.
Right.
And so here in the verse you mentioned, to him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And the tree of life is going to give fullness of life. It's going to give an abundance of life. We know from Revelation 22 that it's going to yield a different fruit each month, which tells us that on the new earth, there'll be 12 different months, and there's going to be 12 different fruits on this same tree.
Right.
It's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to be like Fruit of the Month Club.
Right.
Except this is going to be really good fruit.
Right. We can only imagine. I mean, we're just taking Jesus at his word here.
Right.
Like some people just want to ignore it, and they don't talk about it. They don't preach about it. They don't really think about it all that much. They just spiritualize it away. But we want to take the Bible seriously, word for word. And so if Jesus promises that overcomers can eat from this tree, he definitely thinks it's important, so you should think it's important.
Right, and some people make the mistaken point that all believers are overcomers. Well, the problem with that is that's clearly not what the scriptures teach.
Right, and that's clearly not the situation in Revelation, because not every one of these churches is doing well.
Right, exactly.
And so if he who overcomes gets to eat from the tree of life, what does that mean for the person who doesn't overcome?
Well, they don't get to eat at the tree of life. Now, they'll be in the kingdom. But that's not one of their privileges. Same thing with, doesn't he also ask about garments too?
Wear overcomer clothes. Yes, he does.
Yeah, in Revelation 3, verse 4, you have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments. Notice this is supporting the point you just made. Most of the people in Sardis were not walking the way they should, so their garments were defiled. But there were a few. And notice he uses the word names, because name is important in Revelation 3, 4, and 5. You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Well, no one's worthy to get into the kingdom because of their works, but people can be worthy to walk with Christ in white He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. Again, there it is again, being a victorious Christian, right. An overcomer.
And not every believer in Sardis is on projection to get that reward.
Right. And he goes on, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. It's important to notice the word name is in verse 4. There are a few names. And then the word name occurs repeatedly in verse 5. I won't blot his name out, but I will confess his name. The blotting out of the name doesn't mean people are going to be removed from the book of life. In fact, one article in a theological journal suggests that the word name, anama, refers to reputation. And so the book of life is going to list the name of every believer, but the ones who are overcomers maybe are going to be in bold. The ones who fail to overcome, their reputation will be not that of an overcomer.
Mm.
But the overcomers, they get to walk with him in white.
So, but then if you don't overcome, then apparently you don't get that reward. So John's question is, give me a scripture reference to prove that if you die denying Christ, you lose that opportunity. That's a very specific question. Maybe we can go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse 11. If we die with him, we should also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. So there's that promise of ruling with Christ.
Right.
That not a lot of people realize. If we deny him, Paul goes on to say, he will also deny us. Now, deny us what is the question? Deny us what he just talked about.
Exactly. And in fact, almost every commentator says that 2 Timothy 2:12 is Paul's explanation of Matthew 10:33. He says there, he who denies me, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. In Matthew 10:32, he says, he who confesses me, him will I confess before my Father who is in heaven.
You're not denying in terms of denying your eternal salvation. You're being denied this opportunity, this reward to rule with him.
Right. In fact, verse 12 is antithetically parallel. He who endures shall reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us.
Uh-huh.
That's denying us what the first half of the verse said.
Right, right. So that doesn't specifically say that if we deny him, we'll be denied wearing the white garments, we'll be denied eating from the tree of life. But I think it's a safe implication that if you're denied ruling with him, then you're also going to be denied eating from this tree or wearing these garments.
When you put this together with Revelation 2 and 3, it's a done deal. The one who fails to confess Christ to the end of his life is not going to have those special rewards for the overcomer.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Did you miss an episode of Grace and Focus that you really wanted to hear? Just come to faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. And we have all our past episodes right there on the site. In addition to this, we have all kinds of other free resources available for you. It's all designed to help you mature and grow in your understanding of Scripture. So come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that also at faithalone.org. Our team is really great about answering questions, comments, and feedback. If you've got some, we hope to hear from you. Let me give you our email address so you can do just that. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, tomorrow on the program, we're going to discuss whether or not you choose your beliefs. Don't know if you've ever thought about that before, but you're not going to want to miss that show. So tune in then. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.